And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities in the U.S. state of Michigan reported another aerial device that was shot down over their state, the fourth in a series of suspicious objects. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It follows the shoot down of another flying object over Alaska Friday and another Saturday over the Yukon in Canada, described by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on CTV.
Threat to civilian aircraft. So I give the order to take it down.
Both are believed to be balloons, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who was briefed over the weekend.
They believe they were.
He tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, intelligence analysts are reviewing what was recovered from the Chinese surveillance balloon shot down the weekend before off the coast of South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias tells us that as these incidents become more frequent, U.S. lawmakers are contemplating how exactly to address the issues.
Considering the circumstances, the U.S. defense systems should be boosted, Republican Representative Mike Turner told CNN.
We don't really have adequate radar systems. We certainly don't have an integrated missile defense system. We're going to have to begin to look at the United States airspace as one that we need to defend.
Republican Representative James Comer told ABC he is glad the Biden administration is taking the matter seriously. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis on Sunday expressed sadness and worry at the news that the United States, or that the Bishop Rolando Alvarez, an outspoken critic of Nicaraguan government, had been sentenced to 26 years in prison. Alvarez was sentenced on Friday after refusing a flight to the United States with 222 other prisoners. This is VOA News. Turkish justice officials are targeting contractors allegedly involved in shoddy and illegal construction after a pair of earthquakes on February 6 collapsed thousands of buildings in southeast Turkey and northern Syria. Rescuers pulled more survivors from the rubble Sunday, including a pregnant woman and two small children. 113 suspects have been detained as Turkey vowed on Sunday to thoroughly investigate those potentially responsible for the collapse of the buildings. That as the death toll from the tragedy continues to climb. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
This is the moment police detained the developer of one residential complex that collapsed as he prepared to board a plane at Istanbul Airport for Montenegro on Friday evening. The man told prosecutors he didn't know why the complex collapsed and that his Montenegro trip was unrelated. Opponents of Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan have accused his government of not enforcing building regulations and of misspending taxes levied after the last major earthquake to make buildings more quake-resistant. Rescuers were still pulling survivors from rubble in both Turkey and Syria on Sunday, but chances of finding people alive are dwindling.
And the United States is ramping up its relief efforts for that region.
The U.S. Agency for International Development pledged more than $85 million in assistance after Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with his Turkish counterpart to ascertain their needs.
That is VOA Cindy Sain reporting. Two officials say Sudan's ruling military have concluded a review of an agreement with Russia to build a Navy base on the Red Sea in the African country. They say the deal is now awaiting the formation of a civilian government and a legislative body to be ratified. The official said Moscow met Sudan's most recent demands, including providing more weapons and equipment. Israel's president is appealing to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to delay a contentious plan to overhaul the country's judicial system and instead seek a compromise with his political opponents. President Isaac Herzog made the appeal Sunday in a primetime nationwide address a day before Netanyahu's coalition is set to take its first steps toward implementing the plan in a parliamentary vote. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.